Jesus goes on to say to us, I don't want you to be separated from God. I want you to know God and walk with Him and be one with Him, just like I was and just like I am. And He knows what it's like to feel the pain of sin. He understands, not because He sinned, but because He took on our sin. He understands the curse and how it feels, because He took all that upon Himself when He was on the cross that day, that very real day, about 2,000 years ago when He did that. It was a very real day and very real moments when He experienced that pain. And He did it for us so that we don't have to live there anymore. That's really, really good news. So take that and treasure that in your heart. Treasure it and think about it and talk to God about it and ask Him to show you personally what it means. If you search for Me, you will find Me when you search with all your heart. That's a promise. So you have to put your whole heart into it. Do you ever wonder why it's important to put your whole heart into your work? All of you have heard that, right? Put your whole heart into what you're doing. Do a really good job. Care. Don't be sloppy or lazy. You want to know one reason why that's so important? I mean, there's a lot of reasons why it's important. Number one, because your parents asked you to, and you need to obey them whether you understand or not. But another really important reason to care with all your heart about the things that you have in front of you, whether it's your math or running laps or whatever it is, another reason why that's really important is because you won't know what it feels like to seek Jesus with all your heart if you don't know what it feels like to do your math with all your heart. You understand that? If you can understand what it means to clean your room with all your heart and a good attitude, you'll have a better understanding of what it means to seek Jesus with all your heart, too. So all those little things in your life that you have that you want to have a good attitude and care about, if you sow good seeds and care about everything you do, and you care about every person that walks into your house, or when you walk into their house, if you care about them, and you're caring with all your heart about people around you, and you care about this time right now, you're caring with all your heart, the more that you do that in all the things in your life, you'll understand more and more what it means to seek Jesus with all of your heart, to put all your heart into that, into pursuing Him. Okay? It's very difficult to seek Jesus with all your heart if you don't understand how to be responsible with the little things in your life with all your heart. You understand what I mean by that? Does that make sense to you? You can't be one person with your chores or your friends. You can't go halfway with some things and then think, oh, I'm just really going to seek Jesus with all my heart. You know, wait a minute. Jesus is watching all of what you do. And those are all seeds. So the next time you're tempted to be lazy or sloppy or cut corners or to complain, I don't like this. This work is no fun. I'm not having any fun. Me, me, me. When you're thinking about that, that's not an all your heart attitude, is it? That's not a good all of your heart and strength and mind attitude. And you know that. So you be obedient with the little things in your life that you have, and you'll understand a little bit better how to seek Jesus with all of your heart when you're talking to Him in your room by yourself, and you're saying, Jesus, please show me. I want to know who You are. You'll be able to have a whole heart, okay, more and more and more. Because you have to be able to feel what it's like to have half a heart when you understand, when you're not having your whole heart in something. Notice what that feels like when you're just sort of halfway into it. Because then if you're ever doing that to Jesus, you'd want to tell Him you're very, very sorry for treating Him that way. Right? You don't want to treat Jesus halfway. You want to treat Him the whole way. Okay? Have you guys ever felt, each of you, can you all think of something in your life where you've done something with all your heart? And you know that there's kind of a cleanness about it, isn't it? Isn't there? Sort of a satisfaction. You know you've done a job well done. Can you all think of something like that where you've worked hard at something? Kind of given something all your heart? Yes? No? Maybe? You don't know what I'm talking about? Yeah, Winston, when you did your 100 laps, that was an all your heart kind of thing. That's how Jesus wants you to feel about talking to Him and being really honest with Him and all your heart wanting to love Jesus and obey Him. Okay? It's a good It's a good feeling to have inside when you know you've worked hard. Jesus lets you feel that, what that feels like to work hard, so that you can understand what it means to seek Him with all your heart.